I believe that just about every skill can be monetized. You just have to think creatively and learn to adapt that skill to something people will pay for. It won't always pay for the direct skill, but sometimes there's a way to, you know, transform or morph your knowledge into something that is monetizable. And I'm talking about that because I got a great listener question today. And first of all, welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is a daily podcast, 7 days a week, all about helping you make extra money without quitting your job. And perhaps taking one of those skills you already have and turning it into, you know, as I said, something monetizable, something making money. That's good stuff. So today's caller is skilled at gaming, specifically video gaming. He's really good at playing video games. I respect that. How can he apply this knowledge or principle? And he also has a caveat for us. He's got something he doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to play games competitively. So no esports. He just wants to take his knowledge and earn from it. So let's see if we can help him out. And by proxy, perhaps someone else as well. So if you're not into video games, that's cool. There's something that you are into, though. So the whole idea is, how can we take that thing, whatever it is, and find a way to help you profit? All right. Question is, can I get paid to teach people to play video games? My answer coming right up.
Hi there. My name's Jackson, and I'm calling in from Edmonton. I'm good at video games. Like, really good. I've been playing at least 5 hours a day for 20 years, with only a few breaks. Games have changed a lot during that time, but I've kept up with the changes. From the Atari 2600 to the PS5, I can hang. So, since you say that every talent can be monetized, how can I monetize this? I don't want to compete in esports, but I'm open to any other ideas. Thanks for everything you do. Keep up the good work.
All right. Let's see what we can do here. So a lot of this kind of stuff, you know, video game lessons, well, they're not really lessons, but I'll come back to that. But a lot of, you know, video game sharing happens on Twitch and some other platforms, but Twitch is probably the biggest one, with really popular streamers who are playing games all day. But they aren't really teaching. They're mostly just conversing. And a lot of them are pretty good at games because, you know, they're playing games all day. So there is some element of that, but it's not so much, let me teach you how to play this video game. So in terms of lessons, I thought about a story we did a while back, episode 2033, Video Game Writing Class is Real Life Game Changer. And in that story, there was a teacher using the platform OutSchool. So just check out that episode. And then the platform OutSchool, using video games as essentially a metaphor to bring people into her writing classes. So she had also been really successful, I think $3,000 to $4,000 a month doing that. But of course, that's also not quite teaching video games. You know, it's a bit of a metaphor, as I said. So can you actually teach video games? Well, I mean, you could try. You could try with OutSchool or any platform. You know, pick a popular game. I think it's really important to pick a game, you know, that's very popular, that has lots of people playing it. And, you know, you can try offering up your skills, whether it's, you know, through direct coaching, you know, that kind of, tutoring, I suppose, or by creating some kind of guide, you know, for sale, which we talked a bit about last week, creating a guide or a detailed report so you can essentially sell the expertise. I mean, the challenge, of course, you know, as I'm sure our caller realizes, is that there is a lot of free information out there. Like when I was a video gamer, a very early gamer, many, many years ago, decades ago, in fact, there were resources like GameFAQs and some other nascent websites where you could go and people are posting walkthroughs and just all kinds of free content that will teach you, you know, how to play the games. So you need some kind of angle. You need to build some platform of your own because, of course, you have to have authority. You have to create desire. Oh, this person can, in fact, you know, help me get better at playing Fortnite or Minecraft or whatever the game happens to be. So there has to be discoverability as well. You know, like I have to know who you are. So lots of factors there. I don't want to say it's an easy path forward, but I'm sure there's a way to do it. And I hope that you'll do it so that we can feature it as a case study and say, check this out, listeners, he's figured it out. So good luck. And listeners, anybody else out there for questions, comments, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what's going on. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year, along with case studies, Throwback Thursday episodes, Failure Friday episodes, our new first $1,000 series, lots of other good stuff. New episode every day, short, action-packed. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School. Thank you.
from the Onward Project.